I got.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. We have amazing Greg Ford, our intel agent, worked in Iraq, worked for the CIA, was in the Western White House many years, 30 years, some years ago. Has an MD, worked as a medic in the military, is an expert along with Mr. William Barnswell on an intel technology tested by the NSA as the only technology that's completely bulletproof to protect our internet and our cyber protections of not only satellites but our internet against cyber hacking by any nation. And you've got a couple of areas of concern that you brought up before the show today. I want you to kind of showcase them, and I've got some new info for you. One of the first ones you mentioned just on the break before the show was a number of our military personnel, including NSA agents, sending their DNA to these places like Ancestry.com and 23andMe. And I want you to explain why the Pentagon and the government is freaked out by it. What's going on?
Well, first of all, that information is being sent to an unsecure source. And there's nothing more personal to anybody in the whole world than their DNA information. But the thing is that DNA analysis can actually figure out by your DNA, your submissions, about what kind of family diseases, congenital diseases that you may have, okay, that you may get in the future, what types of cancers, and also about who you are. There's no better fingerprint to identify somebody working in somewhere, say a covert.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
In a covert situation, a covert environment, okay, to identify that person who may be, okay, who has submitted their DNA information, say, to the CIA, the Pentagon, NSA, working covertly, okay, all of a sudden they can be tracked if somehow that information is hacked by a counterintelligence service.
Yeah, they can be tracked by various little as touching a doorknob or whatever. That's what's called regular DNA amplification technology. Are you aware of scalar amplification, too?
Repeat that, please.
Scalar amplification. Let me explain. If someone touches a doorknob, now with current stuff, the regular police now and FBI have, they can take a little micro swab and do what's called DNA amplification, and they can tell who you are from anyone else on Earth in a matter of a couple of days. It takes a while. It's not really quick.
Okay? Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Now, what I'm working on is an area of more advanced science that does what's called scalar amplification. Now, believe it or not, the Russians have been into this now for 40, 50 years. The two nations that are really advanced in this are America and Russia. Now, the Russians, because of their research, discovered that they shouldn't have broadcast radio and TV towers more than so many microwatts of energy power, because they realized this creates what's called an e-toxin effect in their populations and their life forms. So the Russians are more advanced, and in fact, their weapons they've used, which they deployed in Cuba over the last couple of years, have made people sick, is based on what scalar e-toxins. In other words, the battlefield of the future is not humans fighting a war against other humans. It's a high-speed, autonomous, artificially intelligent drones and killer robots, and scalar technology that's well beyond bullets that can affect life forms, either knocked down or actually being lethal, but knocked down, or making people sick. For example, making someone sick in the battlefield is more effective than killing someone. Each sick person can stable to take out of service 15 to 30 individuals in the battlefield. Okay. so what I'm working on, what I've been doing for the last almost half a century, is advanced scalar technology, which is why we do all our alternative medicine, epigenetic field therapy, for example. And what people should understand is, when we introduced e-toxins like 5G networks, Gwen towers, and smart grid, these are actually toxins that jam your DNA induction of messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. Now, you can actually tune into someone's DNA, and in fact, I'll give you a vignette story here that goes back to the 70s. The Biopreparat program, before the fall of the Soviet Union, was making the most advanced bioweapons in history. And they developed a very advanced virus that got out of containment in the mid-70s. And the Russians were so freaked out by it, they actually used this experimental technology to kill the virus up to 1,500 radio miles around by a preparat. Because they didn't know how far the thing had gone out of containment, right? And they tuned into the frequency of the DNA of the virus and killed it up to 1,500 miles. Now, what people need to understand is I already have right in my studio here the Hunter 2 and the Biophilia 2, which is developed in Russian and Chinese technology. And I was able to find to develop ways of using this to do what's called remote quantum bioscan analysis. Now, when I do a remote bioscan analysis, I can actually tune into someone's body anywhere on Earth and do a remote scan of their quantum scan of the hologram that actually allows them to exist. And then it puts up images, for example, of their health issues or right down to their even DNA and chromosomes. So if you don't think they're developing this technology, you're wrong. In other words, they not only have ways of picking up very tiny amounts like your fingerprints and a doorknob, which should take, you know, in a number of hours. They're probably going to get it down to a matter of minutes in the future. But scalar technology, that actually, if they know what your DNA is, they can find your GPS coordinates anywhere on Earth. Now, the part of the reason for that is they've turned the air in the world into a plasma. And they put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum in the air. And that allows satellites that are based on the HARP technology to control earthquakes, volcanoes, and steer weather systems and create a thing called a polar inversion syndrome. Now, if you watch the miniseries The Day After Tomorrow, you saw a polar inversion happen. And one of my colleagues that I went to high school with actually went to Baffin Island when I was doing my oceanography. He went to Baffin Island, and they exhumed the tusk of a Baffin Island woolly mammoth that was probably died somewhere around 12,000 years ago.
Right.
And it turns out this woolly mammoth, the tusk was 26 feet long, so they estimated the mass was six times the size of the largest African bull elephant. That's a big elephant. Six times the mass. Now, why is that important? It's because the animal was frozen solid by dropping it in liquid nitrogen because the atmosphere inverted. And the entire atmosphere around the animal became liquid nitrogen and froze it solid with food in its mouth. There was still actually digestible food 12,000 years later. In fact, they stopped serving called mammoth steaks in a restaurant in Paris, France, about 15 years ago. People don't realize that they're actually exhuming in the permafrost woolly mammoth that died 10 to 12,000 years ago was flash frozen. We have that weapon now. People need to realize now that they've weaponized the atmosphere and they have nanoparticles are now becoming antennified in everybody's body, and 5G network and 6G allow you to hack into someone not only their epigenetics but their DNA worldwide. In other words, they've turned the Earth into a matrix. Now, people say that can't happen. I'm saying, I'm sorry, the science is there now that everyone can not only be scanned remotely from a distance by technology, including your DNA. In other words, they can know your GPS coordinates to a cubic meter with advanced technology that's being, I'm sure, developed by the cost of billions of dollars by the NSA. Now, it's not just, you know, picking up your fingerprints or your thumbprints or your stool or any bodily fluid, you know, when you sweat. It's the idea of scanning and tracking you. Now, the reason why people don't understand this is we have encryption technology, too. Now, the encryption technology you have protects against the cybernet and the internet and our satellites and our missile defense systems being hacked into by foreign powers or knocked out. People need to realize we don't have cyber protection right now for our commerce or even our satellites or missile defense. We don't have EMP protection against our power grid from a coronal mass ejection or a hack from some guy in a basement in Bulgaria or Russia or China for the Tianjin Blue Army. And we're certainly not protected against the idea of using what's called scalar advanced, what it called scalar warfare. You know, people think of bullets, they think of missiles, they think of nuclear bombs, they think of, you know, the old style bioweapons. But how about scalar bioweapons? They're available now. I can make a scalar phased array weapon I can put on a drone, and I can direct an energy beam on this system, and it can be non-lethal or lethal, and I can affect specific enzyme pathways miles or even thousands of miles away. And if I can do that, and I know how to do that, which I'm not going to explain even some of the slight technology of it, people need to realize, guess what? The Pentagon and the NSA are miles ahead of us. They've had this probably for decades. When I met 26 years ago one of the senior NSA agents, he said, "Deagle, I want to show you something." So I went up to the parking lot, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, that's a satellite phone. I said, man, I thought you were retired from the NSA. And he's laughing his head off because he knows that Deagle's weird, right? Everybody knows I'm weird. But I'm the kind of guy that's very curious and I want to know everything. So he said, I'm going to tell you everything, Deagle, because I know you have above top secret clearance, which I took care of employees working at advanced classified projects. And he said, well, 20 years ago, we used to stop people by double tapping them. It sounds like Fred Astaire. And he said, no. We hit him with two .22 caliber bullets to the forehead and left ventricle, so there's no exit wound, no bloody mess. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, we stopped doing that in the mid-70s because we hit him with a direct energy weapon that would give him a stroke, heart attack, or cancer. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, we're not kidding. So they've had this for like 50 years. So it's no wonder they're freaking out, because they have probably know that, you know, it's not just us, it's the Chinese, it's others that are actually either hacking or getting this technology so they can track our people anywhere, especially because we weaponize the atmosphere. That's why I had a guy that I told about 4 years ago to go up and test the waters in Lake Shasta in Northern California, and he found over 2,000 parts per million aluminum. There's no aluminum smelter near there. It's coming down from the atmosphere because they're putting it up. I took care of the pilots flying the drones to put out drones out into 40,000 feet. And out of Aurora, Colorado, they're dumping these nanoparticles to weaponize the atmosphere. And they stay up for 2.5 to 4 years. And these nanoparticles allow the government to control everything. This is an advanced project that goes way beyond HARP. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear from Mike Adams. You're not going to hear from Gen 6. You're not going to hear from anywhere else but from Deagle. Okay? Now, that's why they not only have genetic analysis and amplification technology to get your fingerprints or your stool or anything, just your sweat, but they have scalar technology now that can track you anywhere on Earth. And if you don't think they're building the Matrix, you're an idiot. They've been working on it for decades, for almost 50 years, and they got really advanced. By the time I was there in the mid-90s, they'd already advanced an AI system called the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base with a Cray array of Cray 4 supercomputers, and Seymour Cray developed a Cray 5 gallium arsenide chip, not in the space station where he thought he'd have to build it at zero gravity, but in a facility in Colorado Springs. I took care of the employees, and 11 months after he built the Cray chip, they had a computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4, they killed him outside of Air Force Academy. I know all the ugly details. So, if people don't realize what's going on, we're living in a sci-fi thriller, but people don't know that, do they?
Well, they certainly know that by listening to you now.
Yeah, and I only tell them a tiny percentage of what I know. People have no idea exactly how much I know. They would be completely freaked. In fact, if they were not saved by the Most High God, if they knew what I knew, they'd commit suicide. I am saved by the Most High God, and I'm serving you people at the danger of physical destruction and death because I'm going to come against the powers of darkness. That's why 5 years ago, the WebBot Project said I'm the deep state agent releasing classified information to any other human in history, and I'm not a narcissistic egomaniac. I would not have applied for this job, to be honest with you. But God said, you know what? I'm going to take this knucklehead Deagle, who's a screw-up, and I'm going to use him because he's brave enough that when I tell him to do something, he'll just do it. And I will. Okay? So I want people to know that I'm here to try to serve people and try to save their hides from grave destruction because it's coming. We have a number of gray swan events that I see coming possibly the next year or so. I went through 10 of them yesterday. From Mike Adams, which I think 8 of them were probably in unlikely. For example, it's unlikely to assassinate Trump. He's got level 3 body armor and own private security force besides the Secret Service around him. Okay, people don't know that. He also doesn't even allow 5G around Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Do you know that? There's not allowed to have 5G around his private residence there in Mar-a-Lago. Did you know that?
I told you.
Yeah, well, I knew it already. I've been saying it for a couple of years, actually.
Did I ever mine a rich vein this morning by telling you about the DNA in Pentagon?
Yeah, well, that triggered me, you see, because, you know, like the movie, the new book out by Donald Trump Jr., triggered, you know? You triggered me to say stuff, because people need to realize without the Most High God intervening, we are in so much horrifying situations. Whistleblowers like Greg Ford are a godsend. He has an apostolic calling to tell you the truth, because we are in the time of the end right now.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
That's why they tried to kill him. Does that make sense? We're coming live. So we're just talking on the break about what happened in Vegas here. How many years ago was that? Now, almost 2 years ago?
Yeah, right. Going on three.
I'll tell you what I heard my story. And I don't have all the corroboration to prove that it's correct, but this is what I have so far. And I would like to see if you can cross-corroborate. Number one, the Crown Prince made public statements that he's against Wahhabism, which, by the way, was introduced in a higher state in the 70s, which took a state which used to be Saudi Arabia and Iran and these other places. So it was much less totalitarian until the 70s. And Wahhabism originally originated in Iraq in the 1830s with the Saud family, which were crypto-Jews. They converted to Islam and moved from Basra, Iraq, to Saudi Arabia and become the chief allies of the British. So when the British took over the territory of, I think, 17 kingdoms that became under the power of the Sauds, it was actually the British that set it up. You have to understand, the previous king of Saudi Arabia collaborated because the state of Saudi Arabia, especially under the oil deal, the oil for money deal, of the oil exchange system set up, which made American dollar backed by gold, backed not by gold but by oil, since President Nixon. The real issue is the prince was actually coming against that. He was very shocked by the death of Khashoggi. Khashoggi was killed by elements inside Saudi Arabia that are allied with the SAD, Special Executive Division of the CIA. People have to remember, Saudi Arabia is not an autonomous state. You get this impression it is, it's not. Same as Israel. That's why there's conjoined agents that actually are intel agents for both Israel and Saudi Arabia. People don't know that. They cross over between Saudi forms of Islam and Jewish forms of Judaism, which, by the way, is not ancient Judaism. Modern Judaism is wizardry since the 9th century with King Balaam of the Caucasus Mountains that decided to become Jews rather than Christians or Muslims. People have realized their ancient religion is virtually identical to modern Judaism, which is wizardry. People don't understand that. If you study the Sefer Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, we're not talking about the average Jew. We're talking about ones who've actually read and studied like the rabbis, these advanced documents which make you a wizard. I know this is a fact. And what's going on here, the prince was coming against that. He wanted to get rid of Wahhabism, and he's made public statements on that. I don't think, and this is my intel, that he was involved in any way of this. And now Saudi Arabia, through his efforts, is prosecuting going to kill, I think, five of the people that were involved with killing Khashoggi. That actually came out last week. Now, why is this going on? Because Saudi Arabia, under some of the investors, were trying to create a second Silicon Valley in Saudi Arabia with their trillions of dollars of money. And the powers that be took the family of this guy who owned a lot of shares, I'm trying to remember his name now, a senior Saudi family member, and tortured him, hung him upside down, tortured his daughter, and killed one of the guys who was actually, he died of a heart attack, who was a Lebanese politician who was also tortured by these same characters, which are sad. And when they tortured him about a year and a half, 2 years ago, they tried to force this guy to only shares with Facebook and with these other agencies to get rid of people like Alex Jones. Alex Jones is targeted specifically by the SAD, okay? Do you know that? Are you familiar with that?
I've heard a different scenario.
Let me tell you, Alex is under the control of the CIA, but these agencies aren't all on the same page. They're actually at each other's throats. Just like the Pentagon doesn't agree with the CIA or the NSA all the time, they're not always in agreement, are they?
Well, that's the next subject I'd like to speak about.
Right. Yeah, so what I'm saying here is there's internal fights going on here, and even behind the scenes, believe it or not, in the last week, Saudi Arabia and Iran have been meeting behind the scenes. I don't know if Trump's involved with this, but they're trying to work out some kind of a peace accord to stop things from going south in Iran or a big conflict where Iran attacks Israel, because people may not know this, but I've actually got intel from the Israeli government going back over 25 years with satellite photos and intel that the Chinese gave CC-3 missiles over 25 years ago to the Saudi Arabians who can deliver nuclear warheads. The Saudis also have a intelligence and connections to the Waziri plant in Pakistan that makes nukes, so the Saudis already have nukes. And they know if there's a big conflict, they're not just dealing with Israel, they're dealing with Saudi loaded with Chinese missiles that can blast the heck out of Iran and Russia. Saudi Arabia is not nuke-free, okay? People don't know this. This is new information I'm releasing today. And you need to understand this. Behind the scenes, these guys don't want to kill each other. They're trying to work something out. And they met last week, and the media's like, what do we do with this? That's because the globalists don't want to have peace between the Wahhabist in Saudi Arabia and the Iranians. They don't want them to work out a deal, do they?
We're talking apples and oranges here.
Yeah. So, the powers that be want conflict. They feed on conflict. That's why PNAC. That's why the British. Right. That's why the United Nations. Right. They feed on conflict. Just why they went into Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction, renditioning you. This is all a game. 9/11. This has created a situation of conflict and chaos, and then feed out of that chaos to get control and more power. Right?
Yes. Wahhabis, Salafis, Sufis. Yes.
Right.
You're absolutely correct.
Right. You know, besides all those things and religious differences, they can be rational human beings. The people in the Middle East are not dummies. That's where civilization started. These are not stupid people. All right?
No, that's a product of our media.
Right.
That has presented them as being stupid people.
Right.
They are not. You know, we're whistling past the graveyard if we think that they're stupid people.
Right. In fact, I'm trying to remember the name of this senior Saudi family member they tortured. They even tortured his daughter, hung him upside down, and were threatening to disembowel him or to remove his testicles while they hung him upside down. This is the NSA. And I have actually the intel sources, because remember, after the show, I got contacts inside. NSA, CIA, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, etc., they contact me. So you got to understand this, people out there. There's elements of good people inside all our agencies and our military that have red lines, and when they cross them, they freak and they do something like Contact Eagle. And you need to know, they know that I will tell the truth here. As I say repeatedly on the show, I will die for you, even if you hate my guts, but I will not lie to you, even if it kills me. And no one else out there, except my small cadre of people like you, are brave enough to say that. Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, soon General Janice Karpinski, Barbara Honecker, and other experts, and John W. Spring, who in 22 was the one to notify the president. People need to realize we are the Joshua Army of the Most High God. We are the prophetic apostolic bringers of the manna of truth, whether it's cybernetic proof to protect our power grid and our intel agencies and so on, which are completely controlled by the state of It's a Real Hell. And It's a Real Hell is just a proxy for the NSA and for SAD. Israel is into every agency in our government. Their intel agency hacking. Every single one. Isn't that wild?
I know it too well.
Right. People say, how do you know all that stuff, Diggle? I said, believe me, I wish a lot of stuff I know I didn't know. But I do. And God said, well, you know, I'm going to take this loudmouth guy. Some people want to accuse me that he's a narcissistic egomaniac. No, I'm not. I'm crushed by the blood of the Most High God. God has crushed my ego to make a perfume fragrant to his nostrils. That's why I'm going to do his will, even if it kills me. And people need to realize that unless you're brave enough to serve God that way, you have no right to be getting heavenly authority to speak in his name. And we're at the end of history. Right now, we're at the time where God is asking the question, will you, O America, repent? Will you harden your power grid? Will you share missile defense with Russia and China so nobody needs to be worried about dying of a thermonuclear warhead? Will you stop building bioweapons? Will you do a scalar technology to get rid of pests rather than toxic pesticides that destroy your population and make your children genetic anomalies? Will you stop aborting your young people like they did in China? So it creates not 36.5 million, but probably 100 million excess males. We have catastrophes because we've done what was right in our own eyes. And by definition, even if it looks, tastes, and smells good, it's always not God's will. It's always evil. And we're that close to the end of civilization. People don't realize we are months and years away from the final nexus of judgment, not decades. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, months and years.
Yeah, exactly. That's more like it.
Yeah. So I want to bring out some of those things. So don't think people realize. They think they're going to hear a little bit on Coast to Coast Radio or on Alex Jones or Mike Adams Show or whatever. They'll hear little snippets here and there. They're not going to hear the whole story. They're only going to get the whole story on my show and my videos. And now my private Vimeo channel, I'm going to be putting up videos you'll never see anywhere else on Blogosphere, on YouTube, or anywhere else. You'll see things that you can't even imagine exist, but they do. And my history of how I came about to be who I am now, and when I bring on people like Greg, and I'm anointing him to say, look, this man is not just an intel agent with a good midnight Samara. He's a godly, Christian, apostolic leader telling you the truth that if you don't recognize it, and that includes our government, and protect our power grid and our satellites for defense and our system for commerce, we are doomed. If you don't get through to President Trump and get the man to build not only Space Force, but a sharing our ability to protect against every nation against an incoming missile. One missile from North Korea, which, by the way, do you know how many missiles North Korea probably has right now, according to my intel? 30 to 50. They can strike anywhere in the United States. Do you know that twice a day? Yeah. And their satellite, which passes air airspace in lower 48, crosses their airspace twice a day. Did you know that? It's only hundreds of miles above the Earth. And if they had to have a 5-kiloton EMP weapon in that satellite, they can blow the satellite, and our power grid says, see you later, America. And in 6 months, 90% of our population will be dead from hypothermia, starvation, violence, cannibalism. You can't believe me? Take it to the bank. You know, this is not open to your damned opinion, people. It's just like, and God wants to bring peace to our world. Between nations are potentially in danger in the next few years of violent war. And we're not going to survive it. The human race, God said, lest those days be cut short, no flesh would survive in the book of Mark. Guess what? They're going to be cut short by reading the book from Greg Ford, by taking his Barnes Well, as your colleague that developed this cybernetic protection system. People need to realize... We're at the end of secular history. This is the end of it. This is the beginning of a new age, a new time period. 2020, where your vision is clear, is the start of a time period where the unveiling, the Book of Apocalypse, is fully unveiled. They'll start to recognize who Greg Ford is, who Deagle is. Deagle's not just a mouthpiece, knucklehead, narcissistic egomaniac. No. I have given the grace of the Most High God to deliver a word of grace, peace, and coming to grips with repentance, and America is not repenting. Our intel agencies and our deep state is not repenting. They're doing the well work of the devil. Our governments and our military is not even prepared to engage in a proper war. We are basically being set up to surrender to world government. Every single step of the way, they're moving us towards surrender. Even yesterday, there's a big blurb about video how Mr. Vladimir Putin is boasting about how his hypersonic cruise missiles can take out America. He did it yesterday. Did you hear about that?
I've heard this conversation. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So what? I want you to add your comments because people need to realize this is not a monologue, and I don't want them to say, "Well, I just don't want to hear Diggle anymore." Man, the guy he interrupts his guests. He won't. Blah, 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 blah. Look, you don't listen to this. I want you to understand this, people. Pray. Don't accept what we say as the truth. Pray and let the Urim and Thummim stones in your breastplate of your soul tell you if it's the truth. And if it is, pray to God that he's going to intervene. Pray that we're going to get through to Trump with your intel agency stuff. For example, you want to bring on this expert you mentioned on the break that's an expert on how to build this AI system that'll protect your cyber grid. If we don't get through to Trump on this and missile defense with Space Force, if we don't have a four powers agreement and all the other things to stabilize our world and protect it against coronal mass ejections, pole shifts, asteroids, and even interaction with advanced beings from other worlds. The human race is doomed, and God wants to preserve us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when,
whatever you like.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. You have a couple of topics you want to cover, Greg. You mentioned about this Navy SEAL. That's a tough situation because Donald Trump intervened because he knew that there was a little bit of over lawyering of our military, but there's also some people that I learned this when I took care of people working on Top Gun pilots at Air Force Academy, because I was their doctor for a couple of years in Colorado Springs. It's like the that they were worried that they couldn't turn off the kill reflex in pilots. And I think in the battlefield, the battles are so intense now, a lot of people are involved with, they not only get PTSD, they get post-battlefield syndrome, I call it, where their kill reflex and their ability to be psychologically normal can be overcome by their kill reflex in the reptilian brain. I'd like you to comment about this guy, this Navy SEAL, because the word that I had is this guy was, even by his colleagues that were working in as a SEAL, they were concerned about this guy, that he wasn't really up to snuff, was he?
Well, let me see. My background, I'm sure all your listeners know about me, okay? They just have to go to my book, okay? Read my book, all right?
Right.
Just that simple. I'm the person who filed the war crimes charges at Abu Ghraib.
Right.
So, and subsequently, I have been diagnosed with the highest level of PTSD identified in our military and armed forces and government services. Okay,
right.
As a result, so yes, I have and I have some problems as a result. But the thing is that when I filed charges, when I came back to the States, renditioned back to the United States, okay, on a stretcher, as you might imagine, okay,
right.
and subjected to MK Ultra drugs, okay,
right.
to provide a brain wipe, a memory wipe for me, okay. One of the situations was that immediately the CIA went into full coverage mode,
right.
full camouflage. You know, let's discredit this guy, okay?
Right.
This intelligence agent as quickly as we can before this thing breaks, and they immediately started a PSYOP campaign against me, okay?
Yeah.
Any of your listeners can go to my site, okay, type in my name, and type in Variseal, okay? V-E-R-I-S-E-A-L, Variseal,
right.
And type in my name, okay? You will see a CIA-sponsored campaign to obliterate, basically, my credibility.
Right.
Okay? Well, so that's why when it comes to issues of SEALs, becoming serial killers and torturing people during interrogation and so forth, I know of what I speak, okay?
Right.
And in this case, Mr. Eddie Gallagher, all right?
Right.
Mr. Eddie Gallagher was a chief with his own team, all right? His own team of operatives. I worked with the SEAL team, SEAL Team 1 out of Coronado. Yes, I was their corpsman. And the situation is such as they are near and dear to my heart. All right, it's quite that simple. Okay.
Right.
But when I see, and everyone can imagine how I look at somebody that murders, cuts the throat of a prisoner that is, you know, that is completely in control. Okay, tied up, you know, bound up. Okay, and is being interrogated and gets his throat cut by this Eddie Gallagher. Okay, you can imagine how I take it, and I take it really personal.
Right.
After
right.
being renditioned from Iraq, after bringing the horrors of Abu Ghraib to the world. Okay, so
right
in everyone's home in America, it came in right to their living rooms. Okay, and so the situation is such is when I see now this Eddie Gallagher is being placed in a position. Okay, and fortunately, his team members have stepped forward and said, no, this guy is a serial killer, okay? A mass murderer, and a serial killer, and he's a torturer, he's a sadist in every sense of the word, okay?
Right.
And then I see the situation with this president of ours,
right.
Okay? Mr. Trump,
right.
You know, acting like P.T. Barnum, okay?
Right.
Well, first of all, enough of this stuff. Enough. He's the president of the people. He answers to the people of the United States, the people
right.
that elected him and those who didn't. He answers to those people, okay? Not the other way around. We're not here for his entertainment. And in this situation with Eddie Gallagher, yes, I saw what happened. When I stepped forward and immediately, okay, and I said we have to stop the horrors of Abu Ghraib, you know, everyone listening to your show, okay, can see the horrors of Abu Ghraib. Just go to your computers and type it in, Abu Ghraib.
Right.
There's a reason why it went around the world. There's a reason why to this day no American prisoner, no American personnel that has been taken prisoner in the Middle East has returned with his head attached or hasn't been tortured to death. It's because of Abu Ghraib.
Right.
That's why. That's what I tried to stop.
In other words, there were such horrendous things done to the people there. If someone's an American taken prisoner, they're beheaded.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly that. Okay. And then, you know, on top of everything else, this guy is somehow, you know, when the Navy, his own team members step forward at great cost to their own careers, great
right.
threat to their own careers, and said, look, you can't be acting like a war criminal. That's
right.
all there is to it. Okay. And now I see we have this president who's never served a day in government service in his life, by the way.
Right.
Okay. Colonel Bonespurs or whatever his name is, Donald Trump, okay, steps forward and is going to put this guy as make him a member of his campaign tour, his entourage. Okay. I'm having some problems with that. And I'm sure your listeners would understand, okay,
right.
why I'm having problems with that right,
right.
now. Okay, why when I step forward to stop one of the greatest war crimes being committed by the U.S., you know, and then they use my history with the SEAL team, okay,
right.
with my history, and then try to discredit me with that, and then they turn right around and make this guy, and by the way, I am up for the Congressional Medal of Honor, certainly.
Right.
General Dennis Karpinski has nominated me for the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
But the situation is that someone else, Robert Kerry, okay, Senator Kerry from Nebraska, has done exactly the same thing. Okay, so we have obviously a conflict, an ambivalence of what makes a hero and what is right and wrong. Okay, we can never lose sight of that. What is right.
right
and wrong, no matter how much combat fatigue you have and in the chaos of war and all this kind of stuff, we've lost sight of that. Okay, we are
right.
Americans. We don't do what Mr. Eddie Gallagher has done and continued to do several times, everything from slashing the throat, stabbing in the neck of a bound prisoner to shooting children off of a jungle gym to shooting people that were walking across the street, walking on their walkers, shooting them with a sniping rifle. Okay.
Right.
We don't do that in America, and we don't make heroes of people
right.
that do that. And
exactly,
we don't,
yeah.
And when people try to stop it, like me, try to stop it, and then they turn right around and provide scurrilous, attacks on their credibility. Okay, we don't do that in America. That's one thing I think we've lost.
Yeah.
As of this morning, I saw this, and I think we've lost this.
Right.
You know, lost this insight into what makes Americans Americans.
Well,
I'm sorry.
What I think what we're seeing is this whole process started during the end of the Second World War. Remember, the First and Second World War were actually just a single war. They just had a hiatus period in between. And the World War was actually started by globalists that wanted a world war to get their powers in place, like the United Nations and the world government, by left
yeah.
or right. And it's not just one, it's not just the left, like the Democrats. It's the sneaky rhino Republicans on the right, too, and the globalists are behind it. And they conspired with other parties, whether they're inside the highest levels of China, Russia, other countries. So although there looks as a conflict on one level of space, just on the highest levels, they're collaborating toward us, moving toward the Matrix. So you have to understand that. That's why in the late 90s, under Bill Clinton, we gave targeting technology to the communist Chinese and Russians through the Lockheed Martin inner Sputnik stock market in Britain. And what people have to understand is this is being run by globalists. And the globalists aren't just on the left or the right. They're trying to push us all toward the system. And they don't care if the military does bad things. For example, the fact that Trump, you know, trying to deal with an issue where they're trying to over-legalize the, you know, so if you break a tree or do something when you're doing a war game, that's one thing. But giving a pardon to someone who's a psychotic and should have been grabbed initially when he's doing bad things and getting him into mental health because he's a killer is not giving him a pass and saying it's okay. That's a bad thing, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. And it also not only gives us less of respect, when we go to a country and we try to police or interact with the people of that country, it means if our military or personnel get in their hands, they're going to torture and behead them. Okay? Justifiably, if I was a Saudi or an Iraqi or whatever, and the people have been torturing my relatives, and I lost my brother who got tortured to death or renditioned, I'd be pretty damn mad, and these people have a long memory. We are creating a long memory of potential weaponized people who hate our guts for when we actually police them using things like these tactics, which you came against in Iraq. And, you know, and when you became aware of it, they renditioned you. Remember that?
Absolutely. How can I forget? Okay.
It's burned into your bone marrow and your DNA now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it is. Absolutely. Yeah. But and you're absolutely right.
By the way, before I forget, I want to mention to people where our sale is still on for Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and the code is Merry. And you can still save 7% on all our NutriMeds and all of our technology. It's all 7% off. Please continue. So, you know, where are we? I think that we need to repent. Our nation, America, does more good than any other nation on earth, but we also do more evil, along with the British. We do more evil with various layers of globalism that are neither left nor right. That's why when you see Nancy Pelosi doing crazy things, there's guys on the right, in a sense, that are trying to do their crazy things on their side, like I call John Lightning Bolt. Bolton just got recently fired. And other globalists who wrote the PNAC documents or the World Watch Institute documents or the Georgia Guidestone documents. You have to understand it's not just, you know, democratic communist socialists. It's also globalist bankers on the other side. They're all moving us toward the Matrix, aren't they?
I've been saying all along.
Yeah, and that includes, by the way, the people around. That includes people around Trump. See, if we get through to Trump, if you and I get through to Trump and we can get him to repent, he wouldn't be giving pardons to people like this guy. He'd get him into mental health. And we'd be seized before he actually kills somebody else. You know, they were seized early. In other words, if he shows signs that he's losing it and can't control his reptilian brain to be a killer, we need to grab the guy before he starts to kill more people. I mean, his own buddies who worked in this very dangerous area of battlefield and knew how to turn off their kill reflex saw this guy who didn't have his kill reflex killed. And I talked to people that are trainers at the Air Force Academy 26 years ago, and they told me how they're concerned about, even with Atari, training pilots. If you train them to be a killer, you need to be able to turn off the kill reflex. Right?
Yes.
It's a big deal.
Yes, that is
well,
correct.
Happy New Year, everybody. We will be back next next week, and we'll actually have a couple days left of the year. We're going to be back on Monday, the 30th. And next week, of course, the next hour after that is the 2nd. So stay well. Get the gifts to your friends and family of NutriMeds and technology to heal. Listen to the truth about this. And believe me, if you think you heard half of the show elsewhere on Coast to Coast or Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Gen 6, you hear the whole thing here. We don't have all the answers, but we have the best questions ever, don't we? Take care. Thank you, Greg. Amazing show.